Don't miss the world's premier Christian Counseling Conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. I see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AACC United World Conference. See you in September.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Tim Clinton.
And welcome back into Life, Love, Faith, and Family. My guest, Kathy Branzell. Kathy Branzell serves as president of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. She also serves on the board of directors for the President's Council for National Religious Broadcasters. She's authored several best-selling books, including An Apple a Day for Teachers and Prayer Warrior. Kathy, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for the invitation, friend.
Kathy, everyone knows it's been a pretty tough go over the last few years. Ever since COVID, I think everything just went sideways. And a lot of people have been digging, just trying to find their way through that darkness. Of course, there's been a lot of concern over the direction of our nation, and people have been praying earnestly about that. And this is a moment, Kathy, where we kind of set aside our differences, and we reach across the aisle, if you will, and we cry out to God. We look to Him for His guidance and direction. Speak to us about that thrust, that emphasis, the significance of just coming together.
Yeah, our task force mission statement says that we mobilize unified public prayer for America. And, you know, we all have preferences. We all have opinions. We are all kind of walking around weary and wounded. But this is a day that we don't just reach across the aisle. We reach across the street. We come together from every denomination and we cry out. We pour out to the God of hope that we pray for one another. There's three scriptures that stick in my heart, that is our call. And we are told, we are commanded to love one another as God has loved us. We are to give mercy as God has given us mercy, and we are to forgive as we've been forgiven. And just those three are kind of the pace of the race I run every day. And my prayer for the National Day of Prayer, that we would look at one another as image bearers, that we would look at each other with love, we would give mercy, and where forgiveness needs to be extended, we would know how much we've been forgiven of, and we could extend that forgiveness and walk in unity, walk as one for the sake of neighbor and nation and obedience to God.
Kathy, the theme verse this year is out of Romans 15, verse 13, And it's, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Your theme, pour out to the God of hope and be filled. Kathy, how'd that come about? And why do you think it's such an important message, especially right now?
Yeah, well, you mentioned that we, you know, have just seemed almost kind of broken since COVID. And I kept hearing more and more people, even within the walls of the church, talking about being hopeless. And it was like, no, I believe God's still on the throne. He describes himself in Romans 15:13 as the God of hope. And so in a time of fasting and prayer, the Lord just said, I need you to hand out hope. I need you to redirect people's focus to me, to remind them that now, not much later on, but as they pray now, he's answering your prayer, even while the words are still hanging in the air. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Everybody kept saying, oh, I'm so empty. I'm running on fumes. Oh, and he's like, no, I will fill you with all, not a little. I'm not holding out on you. Come to me, pour out to me. All joy and peace in believing. See, maybe that's the catch, is we've kind of lost a little believing, or maybe we've just hit a place of doubt. And so this theme this year being launched back in September, but millions of people will hear about it for the first time on May 1st. We're encouraging people. We have prayer resources and devotionals to encourage people in each of the words of that verse, so that they would come believing and be filled with all joy and peace and abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Well, you know me. I love that theme, Kathy. We need more hope now than ever. And thank God he is a God of hope. Hey, you've got a co-chair this year, little personality, Tim Tebow. Talk to us about Tim coming alongside and how you see the two of you working together and what God's been doing in and through your conversations and your efforts.
Oh, well, man, Tim Tebow is an amazing, godly man. Most of all, I think that most of the world only knows a sliver of who Tim Tebow is. And it was my prayer that people would know how much not just this man loves God, but he serves God, all the ways that he just pours his life out as a sacrifice. Many of us may be familiar with all the work he does in anti-human trafficking, that he talks about his MVPs, the most vulnerable people, and how we need to be out there protecting and serving and showing the love of Jesus to them. You might know about his work with special needs and the Night to Shine. That's such a cool project every year. But he does so much more in healthcare around the world. I have seen where he has, through the Tim Tebow Foundation, has taken completely twisted bodies that almost look like a corkscrew. And through the power of God and the miracle of medication and gifted surgeons, they've made those people straight. He is doing work all over the world, every day pouring himself out. And we have a lot of fun because he's a Gator and I'm a Bulldog. And that right there is proof of Jesus, friend.
Coming together.
SEC, we can work together. You know, I am so grateful for him. We say we've gone from rival to revival.
I love that.
Yeah, excited to spend some more time with him, but really just an honor to get to pray with him. He's my prayer partner.
Here we are coming off the off Holy Week, and what an amazing time. And if you're up on social media, you can't help but think, God is doing something, unbelievable. And I think that sets the table for this National Day of Prayer. Tell us about the order of the day and how people can get involved, how they can get their church, maybe their Bible study group, others involved in NDP.
Yes, please. So the easy thing is go to our website at nationaldayofprayer.org and click on our gathering finder. There will be opportunities to go and pray all day long from sunrise to sunset in communities all across America. We will host tens of thousands of gatherings Everywhere from in churches to stadiums to prisons to hospitals, right there on your front porch. You could gather people in your living room, in your front yard, go prayer walk your neighborhood at every capital in the United States. We are so grateful for our coordinators, 19,000 of them, who will be out there mobilizing prayer, but we need your help. And so first, I'd ask you to pray with your family first thing in the morning, or gather up some friends, pray at work, pray where you shop, pray where you're going to school, get some friends there in your classroom, in your dorm room, again, in your living room, in your boardroom, and cry out for neighbor and nation. Pour out to the God of hope together and be filled. I'm praying a renewing of hope again for this nation and a coming together in unity.
You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. Our special guest today, Kathy Branzell. She serves as president of the National Day of Prayer, NDP, Task Force. She also serves on the Board of Directors and President's Council for the National Religious Broadcaster. She's authored several books, including An Apple a Day for Teachers and Prayer Warrior. We're talking today about National Day of Prayer in the nation's capital. We broadcast all kinds of activities. But Kathy, in our conversation, we were talking about coming off the heels of Holy Week, it's just amazing to me what's going on. It seems like there's a real sense of spiritual revival happening.
I am so grateful that here we are. You know, we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday, and the same power that brought Jesus from the grave, that's that same Holy Spirit that says in our theme verse that we will abound in hope by his power. So I see this renewed hunger, this joyful, confident expectation, right? The biblical definition of hope, that joy is rising, that the confidence of God. I think maybe we get off track with self-confidence there for a while, or we just lost all confidence altogether, but there is this joyful confidence in the God of hope now, and people want to be a part of that. We are back in the race and running full speed ahead.
Kathy, I wanted to ask you about how this came about, National Day of Prayer. Some people think, you know, maybe I'm just learning about it, or I've never really paid much attention to it. But it's got some real significance in American culture. And actually, the president, President Trump, will have a proclamation on the Day of Prayer.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So I'll give you the elevator speech. In 1952, the Reverend Billy Graham stood on the steps of the Capitol and he challenged Congress and the president to honor God and prayer in our law, in our law. Well, Congress took him seriously, and within weeks, we had a unanimous resolution vote for a National Day of Prayer. And then President Truman signed it into law. And every year since then, there has been a proclamation calling the nation to prayer. Unfortunately, in the beginning years, it could just be any old day. It was often spontaneous in times of trials or triumphs. It could even be the president's birthday. And so it was very hard to mobilize, strategize, and organize. And a really good friend of the Reverend Billy Graham, Miss Vonette Bright, it was driving her crazy. She so much wanted to mobilize prayer. And so she began talking with Congress to amend the law to give us a specific day every year that we could prepare for, that we could plan tens of thousands of gatherings across the nation to come together. And we know in 1988, Congress and President Reagan amended that law to give us the first Thursday of May. Every president, I want to make sure people hear this, every president by law has given us a proclamation and will give us a proclamation calling the nation to prayer on the first Thursday of May, and we are grateful to get to steer and steward the Judeo-Christian expression of that.
What about heads of state, dignitaries, Congress, et cetera, and their participation? Kathy, do they join in with you?
We do. We're so grateful. We, for over four decades now, our task force has hosted the congressional observance, and we are so grateful that all sides of the aisle, the Senate and the House, they come together to pray, that members of the cabinet come to pray, various staff members come to pray together, sit together, pray together at that congressional observance. And then we have people in state houses. We have governors signing proclamations. One year, we had all 50 states plus the president's proclamation, and we're working through that this year as well. We will have prayer flights. We have passengers and pilots flying over all the states praying. It's really an amazing thing, all the way down into our prisons. We're hearing about revival breaking out there. And so you don't have to hold an important position. We know as an image bearer that God has purpose for every single life. And it's so exciting to see him bringing it all together in prayer from Washington, D.C., all the way across to Washington State.
Kathy, our mutual friend Shirley Dobson served, I think, some 25 years as chairperson of the National Day of Prayer. She made this statement: we must humble ourselves before the Lord and cry out in repentance for his forgiveness to deliver our nation from its wicked ways. I think this power of prayer piece, Kathy, is really calling us back to righteousness and culture, to holiness, to living before God. We don't believe our rights come from government. We believe our rights come from our Creator God. And so, Kathy, through the years, you've been mentored, and now you head this major initiative. This is so significant. But what have you learned about prayer, and what have you learned from some of your mentors along the way that helps guide your decision-making as you thoughtfully prepare for this week?
I could probably write a book about how I've been mentored by Bonnette Bright, Miss Shirley Dobson, Ann Graham Lotz, and Ronnie Floyd, the four presidents that went before me, served before me, and so many others. Prayer is caught, not taught. And you learn to pray by praying with others. And I've learned, I think, first and foremost, that prayer is first and foremost, that to take every thought captive, every decision captive. And, you know, Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's his authority, his permission. We're also told to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, in all our ways. Inquire of him. I would say the easiest answer is prayer should be our first response and not our last resort.
I remember the quote by E.M. Bounds, little prayer, little power, more prayer, more power, much prayer, much power. And as you reflect on the power of prayer, and I see it as a beautiful conversation between man and God, and that we all go to our needs, especially in times of trouble or seasons of darkness. But Kathy, what have you learned personally about prayer? And I'm thinking about those who are out there who may need prayer right now. They're crying out to God. They're in situations that seem hopeless. And I love the theme again for this year, the God of hope. But take us down that road and just encourage our hearts here for a moment, especially on a personal and a national level.
Prayer, E.M. Bounds says, moves the hands that move the universe. And so in this intimacy of relationship with God, I mean, you wouldn't have a relationship with another human being and not speak to them, but prayer gets to exercise, put into practice our faith. You wouldn't talk to somebody you don't believe exists or believe in. And prayer is that putting it into practice. It takes all that we have no control over. It takes everything that we need to our shepherd who says, you will not lack. To the one who authored our days on the ink written in his blood, who has redeemed us, who sent his only son, and who says, cry out to me, pour out to me, cast your cares on me, because I care for you. He's not mad at you. He is not far away from you. He is pursuing you. And so, friend, if you need hope, if you feel helpless, if you're hurting, pour out to the God of hope. He's waiting to hear from you.
When I was a boy, Kathy, I found a little keychain, and the words inscribed on this keychain were simply this: prayer opens heaven's doors. And I put it in my pocket, and I carried it as a boy many years. And God began to teach me, especially through the example of my own father, who was a great man of prayer, to learn to pray. And I have worked hard at making sure my children understood what it means to pray. And you and Tim Tebow are inviting the nation to join you. And I want you to explain to us a little bit about how we can do that very thing. How can we come together, maybe in our Bible study, our local churches, our communities, and more? How can we come together to join with you and celebrate this National Day of Prayer, which I believe probably could be the greatest National Day of Prayer really in history so far?
Oh, from your lips to God's ears, I pray that is true. So go to nationaldayofprayer.org, go on our gathering finder and find a gathering close to you, or organize one yourself and join us in prayer. We have prayer guides right there. You don't have to come up with an agenda. We have a prayer guide on our website and our resources. And then join us at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as our National Day of Prayer broadcast goes around the world and we pray together. It is not a preaching marathon. It is not a concert. It is a time of prayer, and we invite you to join us there at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Americans will come together to pray in faith, believing and standing on God's promise. Kathy, let's close this way, maybe with a prayer from you. As we look to this coming Thursday and we join together on our National Day of Prayer.
Thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and we pour out praise, praise in our almighty, everlasting God, the Prince of Peace, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Ancient of Days, one true judge. We thank you for loving us, and we pour out thanks to the God who was and is to come, and all that you have done, are doing, and have promised. Lord, we stand on your promises, and we pour out thanks that you are the God of hope, that you have not and will not leave us or forsake us. We are not abandoned. Lord, that you have already given us all we need to live a godly life. And so we cry out to you. We follow you, our shepherd, who promises we will not lack. And we intercede for neighbor and nation, for all your kingdom to come and your will to be done on earth and in America as it is in heaven. For our government, our families, our churches, our businesses, the arts, entertainment, and media, our military, Lord, we cry out and we tell you we love you, we believe in you, and we ask that you fill us with all joy and peace as we abound in hope and sing your praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
And that theme verse again is Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Kathy, that website again for everyone. I'm praying that the nation literally comes together on their knees to seek the Lord, especially in this hour, for such a time as this. Where can they go again to join you and Tim Tebow?
NationalDayOfPrayer.org.
Kathy, on behalf of my son, Zach, my co-host, our entire team here at the American Association of Christian Counselors, our broadcast team here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, we salute you. We're praying with you and for you as you approach this coming National Day of Prayer. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, my brother.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit AACCFoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
Don't miss the world's premier Christian counseling conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. I see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AECC United World Conference. See you in September.